Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 21st, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Exodus today in chapter 7, and we'll be reading verses 14 through the end of the chapter. The title in my Bible says, The Plague of Blood. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is unyielding. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he goes out to the river. Confront him on the bank of the Nile, and take in your hand the staff that was changed into a snake. Then say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to say to you, Let my people go, so that they may worship me in the wilderness. But until now you have not listened. This is what the Lord says, By this you will know that I am the Lord. With the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water of the Nile, and it will be changed into blood. The fish in the Nile will die, and the river will stink. The Egyptians will not be able to drink its water. The Lord said to Moses, Tell Aaron, take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over the streams and canals, over the ponds and all the reservoirs, and they will turn to blood. Blood will be everywhere in Egypt, even in vessels of wood and stone. Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded. He raised his staff in the presence of Pharaoh and his officials and struck the water of the Nile, and all the water was changed into blood. The fish in the Nile died, and the river smelled so bad that the Egyptians could not drink its water. Blood was everywhere in Egypt. But the Egyptian magicians did the same thing by their secret art. And Pharaoh's heart became hard. He would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Instead, he turned and went into his palace and did not take even this to heart. And the Egyptians dug along the Nile to get drinking water, because they could not drink the water of the river. Let's move over to the Psalms, as is our daily rhythm, and today we're reading Psalm 89, starting in verse 30, and we'll go through the end of the psalm. Remember from yesterday that the psalmist was talking about David in this portion of the psalm. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging. But I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant, and have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Indeed, you have turned back the edge of his sword and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with a mantle of shame. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life. For what futility you have created all humanity. Who can live and not see death? Or who can escape the power of the grave? Lord, where is your former great love, which in your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all the nations, the taunts with which your enemies, Lord, have mocked, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. And now let's turn over to the Gospel of John. Today we are reading John 18, verses 28 through the end of the chapter, verse 40. The title in my Bible says, Jesus Before Pilate. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace, because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is Missions Monday, and we also want to continue on with praying through the alphabet for our families and our church families. But first, I just want to give us a little recap of where we are. Today in Exodus, we read about the first plague. It was the plague of blood in the Nile. In studying Exodus with Jen Wilkins' study, we learned that perhaps each of these plagues is in response to one of the gods in the Egyptian pantheon. And so they believe that the Nile was the river of life, that it was kind of like the life source for everything in Egypt. And they had some gods that they cried out to that were like the gods of the river Nile. And when Moses and Aaron strike the Nile with the staff and it becomes blood, it is as if the Lord is saying, "I am God, even over the Nile." And the river, which formed the basis of daily life and their national economy, it was devastated. And so the people see God's hand. In Exodus 7:17, Pharaoh was told, "By this you will know that I am the Lord. Then we went to the psalm and we read the second part of Psalm 89. This ends book 3 of the Psalms. So tomorrow we'll start book 4. And then we saw that Jesus was before Pilate and they have the discussion of whether Jesus is king of the Jews. And he reminds Pilate that his kingdom isn't of this world, that his kingdom is of another world. And it's just a good reminder for us that we should be focused not just on this world, but on the kingdom of God and the kingdom come. As we think about the kingdom come, we want to pray alongside our mission partner, Living Hope South Africa. Living Hope is a nonprofit in South Africa whose vision is to reach people for Christ and bring hope and break the despair of poverty and disease. Some specific prayer requests that they have are fire victims in their area, food security in their communities, new partnerships and relationships with businesses, employment opportunities for people in their communities, and the needs of families. As we pray today, we will pray for Living Hope South Africa, and I want you to take 2 or 3 seconds to think about the names of people that you love that are in our community whose names start with B. And then we'll pray together. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Father, for the work of Living Hope South Africa. Thank you for the partnership that we have established with them over many years. And thank you for the memories of youth mission trips with Living Hope. We pray for all the things that they suggested. We pray, we ask over the fire victims and families. We ask for food security in their communities and new partnerships. We pray your blessings upon them. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to bear fruit through this ministry. And we also want to stop and pray for those in our midst whose names begin with B. We ask, Lord, for our church family, and we ask that you would continue to give us opportunities to build one another up, to stir one another up to love and good deeds. We thank you, Lord, for your work in the world. We thank you for your word. We are reminded that you are all powerful, and praise is to be to your name forever. May yours be the kingdom and the glory and the power forever. Amen.